Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The Houston City Council is expected to vote later this morning on a $16 million purchase of an East Downtown facility to be used for homeless services. The proposed center would temporarily shelter upwards of 200 people at a time before referring them to services or housing. Councilmember Twyla Carter says the facility is critical to the city's efforts to getting people off the streets.
It is exactly what we need to address the problems that are on the streets now.
A community meeting about the homeless center is scheduled for 6 p.m. Thursday at the TBH Center. Ground stops hit Bush and Hobby airports yesterday. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with more on what caused it. Good morning, Tom.
Matt, it began with a pause in flights at Hobby around 4 in the afternoon. Flights out of Bush Airport were also affected, Hobby returning to service around 5:45, with Bush back in operation 45 minutes later. Now, in a prepared statement, the FAA said a staffing issue with air traffic controllers was the reason for the stoppages, saying, quote, Secretary Duffy has said that there has been increased staffing shortages across the system. When that happens, the FAA slows traffic into some airports to ensure safe operations. Reportedly, many of the air traffic controllers are working shifts without pay due to the current government shutdown, which is now in its third week. Matt?
All right, Tom. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is calling for the county's auditor to implement semi-annual audits to make sure that certain county departments are being transparent and following the rules for selecting project vendors. Here's our Sarah Gruno.
Hidalgo's calls for regular audits of certain county departments comes a few weeks after an audit revealed that the Harris County Flood Control District failed to implement a reformed procurement process passed by Commissioner's Court last year.
I've already announced that I'm not running for real election. So in 2 years, I'm not going to be here to call attention to this. It's really important that this be institutionalized.
On Tuesday, she said when procurement lacks oversight, taxpayers have to pay when something goes wrong. The Flood Control District, Toll Road Authority, and Engineering Department are the only county departments that can independently source their own contracts without going through the county's purchasing department. She hopes to change that. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
And Houston's professional basketball team started its season yesterday with a 125-124 double overtime loss on the road to the defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder. It was a great game and an encouraging start for the Rockets despite the loss. Their new star player, Kevin Durant, had 23 points, which is what Raheel Ramzanali with CityCast Houston thinks needs to happen in order for Houston to have success this year.
They just need that one guy who can put up 20, 25 a game at any point. And that's who Kevin Durant is. And he is on a stacked roster.
Ramzanali spoke with Hello Houston. The Rockets' home opener is set for Friday against Detroit. I'm Matt Harab, News.